L'kavod Arav, I have just come across your site and noticed the question and your answer read Tsar Bali Chaim. Eisenstein, in the relevant article, refers to the Ashri, commenting on Bava Metzia Perek 2. I regret being ignorant of this commentator, so could you give me some details about him? Eisenstein quotes him as saying that if the udders of a cow are so full of milk on Shabbos that the animal is in pain, then it is permitted to ask a non-Jew to milk it, even though Amira Lagoy is Shvus. The milk, of course, I imagine, would have to be discarded. This, incidentally, seems to conflict with your blanket explanation that anything is permitted if for the needs of humans, which on the face of it seems harsh. I also noted one of your correspondents referring to Rav and Pelagshim. Would you give me a reference to this Gemara, please? Kol Tuv, Ronald Gordon from Carmiel. Okay, the Ashri is the Hagos Ashri, which is written on the side margins of the Rosh. It was written by Rabbi Yisrael Mikranzir, who I haven't been able to find too much information about, but the Chidah says that Rabbi Yisrael Mikranzir was the one who wrote the Hagos Ashri. And the situation with the cow that is being pained could be over there that the pain will cause damage to the animal, and therefore the person wants to alleviate that pain, and it's not only not good for the human, it's bad for the human too, or the damage caused to the human is so incidental by losing that one milking that the pain of the animal overrides the incidental benefit to a human being. And the Gemara about Pilegesh is in Sanhedrin 21a.